Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 30. And Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Yisrael, saying,
This is the word which Yahuwah has commanded. When a man vows a vow to Yahuwah, or swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he does not break his word. He does according to all that comes out of his mouth. Or if a woman vows a vow to Yahuwah and binds herself by some agreement while in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow and the agreement by which she has bound herself, and her father has kept silent towards her, then all her vows shall stand, and every agreement with which she has bound herself stands. But if her father forbids her on the day that he hears, then none of her vows nor her agreements by which she has bound herself stand. And Yahuwah pardons her because her father has forbidden her. But if she at all belongs to a husband, while bound by her vows or by a rash utterance from her lips by which she bound herself, and her husband hears it, and he has kept silent towards her on the day that he hears, then her vow shall stand, and her agreements by which she bound herself do stand. But if her husband forbids her on the day that he hears it, then he has nullified her vow which she vowed, and the rash utterance of her lips by which she bound herself, and Yahuwah pardons her. But any vow of a widow or a divorced woman by which she has bound herself stands against her. And if she vowed in her husband's house or bound herself by an agreement with an oath, and her husband heard it and has kept silent towards her and did not forbid her, then all her vows shall stand, and every agreement by which she bound herself stands. But if her husband clearly nullified them on the day he heard them, then whatever came from her lips concerning her vows or concerning the agreement binding her, it does not stand. Her husband has nullified them, and Yahuwah pardons her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict her being, let her husband confirm it, or let her husband nullify it. But if her husband is altogether silent at her from day to day, then he confirms all her vows, or all the agreements that bind her. He confirms them, because he kept silent towards her on the day that he heard. But if he nullifies them after he has heard, then he shall bear her wickedness.
These are the laws which Yahuwah commanded Moshe, between a man and his wife, and between a father and his daughter in her youth in her father's house.